was fatherless, a stranger with no hope. Your kindness wakened me, wakened me from my sleep. Your love, it beckons deeply, a call to come and die. By grace now I will come, take this life, take your life. Sin has lost its power, death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. Breath fills up my lungs. Now I'm free. Now I'm free. Sin has lost its power. Death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are the life, you are the way. You its power, death has lost its sting. From the grave you've risen victoriously. Into marvelous light I'm running, out of darkness, out of shame. By the cross you are the truth, you are.
Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you here this morning, and it is glorious wherever the Lord is. It's a glorious day, and it's good to have you with us. If you have your Bibles or you want to follow on the overhead, we're in Psalm 26, and you can read along as I read. And this is a Psalm of David, when David is enduring the slander and the reproach of men. You find that often David goes through that. He has to deal with those that are just really coming down on him. And in this psalm, he's a type of Jesus Christ. When Jesus, the Bible says, who, when reviled, did not revile in return, but kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. So David constantly entrusted himself to the Lord, but also for us, what a great application for us when we have to bear up under those that might unjustly accuse us. we bring their charge before the Lord and let God deal with that. So why don't you follow along as I read Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes. I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregation, I will bless the Lord. Why don't we remain standing as Joey comes and opens for us in a word of prayer?
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can gather here in your name. What a privilege it is, Lord, seeing how you have drawn us here into this church, Lord, to glorify you. Lord, this morning, Lord, I pray that you would have your hand upon Pastor Bill as he's about to speak out your word, Lord, that you would prepare our hearts to receive all that you have for us this morning, that your Holy Spirit would just be poured in, Lord, into this campus, Lord. Yes. So, Lord, as we're just so excited to know that the Pastors Leaders Conference is just around the corner and the Summer Light Celebration, we're just a few days away. Lord, and as the invitation is being passed out and posters being posted, Lord, I pray, Lord, that many would respond to your love, Lord, that you would draw them here into this place, Lord, that you would fill up this place jam-packed, Lord. And Lord, I would just want to lift up the pastors to you, the group Ever Found, Lord. I pray that you would have your hand of protection upon them, Lord, that you would bring good health, Lord. And we ask for your traveling mercies, Lord, as you just bring them here, Lord. We just thank you so much, Lord, for your love, your grace, and your mercy, which is new every morning, Lord. So, Lord, we just, as we continue to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord, may you be glorified, may you be magnified and exalted, Lord, as we lift up this service to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You can remain standing or be seated as we sing to the Lord.
Thank you.
shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. But your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. But your
Lord, we praise your name this morning. We lift you high. Would you fill us as we sing your praise?
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise a mountain fixed upon it, mount to thy to grace. How great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to thee. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to my heart, Lord, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take. Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Jesus, Lord of heaven, I do not deserve that you have given, or the promise of your word. Lord, I stand in wonder at the sacrifice you made.
Yeah.
Jesus, your love has no bounds. Jesus, your love has no bounds. Jesus, your love has no bounds. Jesus, your love has no bounds.
Yes, God, we praise you for your boundless love, for your endless love. It's unfathomable and unreachable, Father. Thank you that it surrounds us and it overwhelms us. Lord, may we be aware of it. Amen. Would you all stand with us?
Before your maker, full of wonder, full of fear. Come behold his power and glory, yet with confidence draw near. For the one who holds the heavens and commands the stars above is the God who bends to bless us with an unrelenting love. Everlasting kindness, bought with sacrificial blood, bringing reconciliation to a world that longs to know the affections of a Father who will never let them go. This path before us, he is walking with us still, turning track.